This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
With us here on a Thursday, the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. Coming up on the show, the NFC East looks for a repeat champion for the first time in more than two decades. Yesterday, I was working on this show at the local coffee shop around the corner, and I thought, let me take a little break here. Let me hop on TikTok for like 5 minutes, you know, just take a break from handicapping and looking at numbers. And then I have to say, has this ever happened to you where you're looking at your phone, you're looking at something, and something catches you, and you start tearing up a little bit? And it was one of those videos where a baby had vision problems, and they put glasses over the baby's eyes, and he could see for the first time. And I have to say, kind of got to me. I'm drinking my coffee, working on football. I'm like, yeah, I'm ready, man. I don't know. I feel like the line has moved too much. I'm like, oh, my God. That baby can see its mom for the first time. Started welling up a little bit. And I was like, Mike, you got to pull it together right now.
You got to lock it in.
Lock it in.
It's always the worst when you see these videos like in public. Like they need like some type of sticker at the top corner. Like may
yes.
cause crying. I felt this way on Saturday when I turned on the TV and like this is like 10 minutes after I woke up. And they start doing the Lee Corso tributes because I thought it was going to be towards the end of the show. Like obviously his final like headgear pick. But like they laid it on thick early and often. And I was not ready to start crying 10 minutes after I woke up. It was just too early for that. So I had to take like a quick breather from college game day because it was a lot.
Yeah. It was awesome, though. I will say they did such a good job just going back over the years and showing great moments. And just I thought it was a perfect mix. Like producing an entire show like that is so difficult to do. Because you have a job to do. You're there for a game, and yet at the same time, this is probably the bigger overall story, you know, when you look back at someone's career that spans decades. And so to balance that out in a way where you're able to tell both stories is really tough to do. And I thought ESPN did a marvelous job. And then it was so cool to see even Fox say, let's pay homage here and then and sort of take this so everyone can see Lee Corso's impact, or at least a tribute to him and his final headgear pick. It was just well done all the way around.
Yeah, I just think sometimes, like, I need to be emotionally prepared to cry. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, the same deal with you. Like, when you're in that coffee shop, you're just thrown off guard because you weren't prepared for it. You were in public. So, I don't know. Maybe I should have been more well-prepared, but I thought that they would, like, ease into it. It was like, nah, here come the waterworks. And you just woke up, and now you've got to make yourself breakfast. So, I do find myself doing that sometimes. Especially, you're right, with the TikTok videos. Where they show, like, somebody, like, saving a dog from, like, the floodwaters of a hurricane. And, like, you see people get saved all the time. You're like, oh, great job, person. But when a dog is saved...
Yeah.
That's when I really tear up.
Oh, that's the one. It's amazing. People love animals much more than other humans. Like, you can see a human suffering. You'd be like, well, tough break. You see a puppy, and you're like, whoa, save that dog immediately. Amazing how that works. But, yeah, see that all the time. Guys, before we get started, Week one of the NFL tonight. Let me remind you about the NFL No Sweat Token. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with a Pro Football No Sweat Token. At BetMGM, you get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win. But hopefully, you win. Let's start with the NFC East as we look at the NFC, Chelsea. We start with the East and the Eagles, the favorites, minus 150. Commanders, plus 225. The Cowboys, plus 675. The Giants, 22-1 to win the division. So the Eagles, obviously the defending world champions, win total set at 11.5. I've heard this stat. You've heard this stat a billion times, but it is remarkable that there has not been a repeat champion in the East for more than 20 years. Can the Eagles be the team that finally do it? It feels that way, but then again, I feel like I've said that for 20 years.
I know. It does look like the best team on paper. And of course, they just won a Super Bowl and do not look like they lost a ton of talent from that team. So let's make the case for the Commanders, because doesn't it feel like a two-horse race? Like, I'm not sitting here and making a case for the Cowboys or even the Giants. They're plus 2,200. So, okay, if you like the Commanders here, I'm not going to talk you off of it and say, oh, that's a terrible bet. Like, the Commanders are not a good team. No, the Commanders have tremendous upside, especially now that Terry McLaurin's got his deal. But the main thing for me is that you look at last year, and I feel like the Commanders sometimes play down to the level of their competition. Mm-hmm. Like, they had 9 games last year that were decided by one score. And here's the other thing. If your primary complaint about your defense is that you can't stop the run, how do you think that's going to go against the Eagles?
Yeah.
So I want to believe in the Commanders, but I do think those are two things that stand out as major red flags.
I think it's the major red flag. Like, they've got to be able to stop the run. They've got to get better late in games, particularly stopping the run. And the Eagles are so good at that. It's amazing, too, how the Eagles sort of by themselves have brought back the idea that you can run the football in the National Football League. Now, it helps to have Saquon Barkley and the line that they have. But, you know, this happens all the time in football where, look, it's still a passing league. It's going to be a passing league because that's just how the rules are set up. Like, the NFL wants points, and they protect the quarterback at all costs. At the same time, defenses evolve to the point where, all right, at some point, we're going to see teams on offense want to run the ball more because defenses adjust to this passing game that we see in the NFL. And we've seen that, and the Eagles have taken advantage of that with the best running back in the game. But yeah, if you're the Commanders, I mean, they've made moves to shore up the defensive line, right? They brought in Javon Kinlaw, and he's a local guy. Adam Peters knows him from being out in San Francisco. They brought in Von Miller. I know he's not the Von Miller of old, but certainly he can add some spark. And by the way, no player in football got off the line of scrimmage faster than Von Miller did last year. That first step is still as elite as it gets. And they're hoping Daron Payne steps up. So if they have an improved presence stopping a run, the Commanders are going to be a real threat. I think if you're looking at it from a what's the one thing they must improve upon, it's that. The problem is it's the one thing that the Eagles do exceptionally well.
Right, by leaps and bounds in the NFL. They ran all over everybody last year in route to a Super Bowl victory. But let's go back to the close game thing. Do you think that is a reason for concern going into this year? Or do you say, hey, Jayden Daniels is really clutch, and there is a reason they won all those games, and they were close games? Because the thing that stands out to me as well is that, like, some of these games are not against good teams. Like, they barely got past, like, the Saints. And, like, the Bears at the time were not a great team either. So when you're talking about winning a division, it's not just going head-to-head with, like, the Eagles. You still have to win other games. And that's, I think, my question for the Commanders is that, can they live, like, a little bit more to the point where they're beating teams soundly as opposed to just scraping by in the last 2 minutes of a game?
It's a really good question, and I think that, you know, I've kind of gone back and forth with people online because the Commanders had all the breaks go their way, and the natural response.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Response is, well, didn't that happen because of Jaden Daniels? And the answer is yes. And so at the end of games, do you want Jaden Daniels with the football in his hands? Yes. Is he going to win more games than he loses? Absolutely. At the same time, they had a Hail Mary workout for them last year. Do you know what I mean? So like when I say everything went right, I mean everything went right. That is a play in franchise history that will be replayed again and again and again and again because it's just so incredibly rare. So it's not that the Commanders can't continue to win games late. It's just that when I say everything went kind of right, everything did go right. So it wouldn't surprise me, honestly, if the Commanders didn't win as many games during the regular season but still were a force in the playoffs. I kind of think that's how it's going to go.
Yeah, I think that's how you play the Commanders, as a team that's going to be dangerous in the playoffs. Like, nobody wants to see Jaden Daniels at the other end, except for maybe the Eagles, I suppose, because, you know, they beat him pretty soundly. But I do think when it comes to schedule, it's going to be a lot tougher for the Commanders as well. Like, that's the other difference between last year and this year. Commanders ain't sneaking up on anybody this year. They have the eighth toughest schedule overall this year. You mentioned that they have a bunch of primetime games. They play eight playoff teams from last year, which is a far cry from their schedule last year.
Yeah, it's going to be, and I, you know, when you say they're not going to sneak up on anyone, absolutely right. Like, no one will take them lightly now. In fact, Sammy P was saying yesterday that he was talking to some people out in Vegas because he's connected. And according to his people, whoever they are, that he thinks there's a real chance the Giants could win outright against the Commanders during week one. Now, I certainly hope that is not the case. But regardless, it's going to be a competitive division. Like, the Giants, I think, are going to be a tougher out than people realize. And the Cowboys are just, you know, they're the Cowboys. Like, I don't want to touch a team that has that much dysfunction, especially tonight. So let's transition to the NFC South. What do you think about the South? Because I see a lot of people who really like the Falcons. Right now, the Bucs are the favorites to win their, what, fourth consecutive division title at minus 110, win total set at 9.5. Falcons are plus 225, total set at 7.5. Then you have the Panthers at plus 425 and the lowly Saints at 15-1. Are you big on Tampa and Michael Penix Jr. challenging Tampa, or is it just too early?
I just feel like nobody wants to give the Bucs any credit ever. Like, that's always the case. Like, what'd you say? Like, five straight division titles? And, you know, it's a team that has even made waves in the postseason. Like, there were games where it was extremely close between, I think it was like that Bucks and Lions game. That game was tight in the fourth quarter. So put some respect on Baker Mayfield and company, and you look at this receiving core, and it's one of the best in the NFL. Mike Evans, of course, the ageless wonder. I know Chris Godwin's been dealing with some injuries. Emeka Ogbuka should be a rookie sensation down there. So I think it's the Bucks until proven otherwise. I do think the Falcons are going to be better, and I do think this division as a whole, minus the Saints, is going to be much improved. I know nobody wants to talk about the Panthers, including me. I don't think they challenge for the division, but I do think they will be better. 6.5 seems like a gettable win total for them. But as far as these divisional games go, I do think they will be close. Like, usually that's the case with divisional games. I don't see there being a huge gap in talent between, like, the Bucks and the Falcons. It's just, if you're asking me, like, who the better overall team is and what team I can have the most logic with, it's the Bucks, especially when you get into, like, the conversations about, like, what team's going to go further in the playoffs. I do think it's the Bucks because they have proven it a little bit more. The Falcons still have a young quarterback, so I think I'm still going to go with the Bucks here.
I'm curious about the Panthers, believe it or not. Is Jake a Panthers fan, your husband? I know he likes the honeybees from the Charlotte Hornets. Does he like? Is he a Panthers guy, too?
Yeah, even though I'm shifting him into a Titans fan.
Oh, are you?
I know it's tough. Just because we listen to talk radio all the time. We have one car in our rotation that the antenna broke off, and all we get is the sports talk radio station. That's the only thing we can listen to.
That's it?
So we listen to it. Yeah, so he drives the black Jeep, which is the car that is messed up, to drive to pitching lessons every day. So he is dialed in on the Titans, but he is at heart a Panthers fan.
Oh, okay. Well, so that begs the question. I think the Bryce Young question probably fascinates me more than any question in the NFL this season, or most, maybe not the most. But I maybe I need to pump the brakes on that a little bit. I just think it's a fascinating case study on young quarterbacks and how much time you give them to develop, if they can develop, when you give up on them, when you sort of give them a longer leash. Does he take a step forward this season? Or maybe you can be the conduit to Jake's thoughts. Is this when Bryce Young, in year three, this is a massive year from him, because he's either going to be the guy or he's not. He's not going to get a fourth year. Because of how he came on last season, it looks like maybe he's figured it out. Has he?
I don't know. I think that is still a very good question. It does look like there is some evidence of him improving, though. Last year, we saw him in the last several games of the season really turn it on. But overall, the stats still are not great. Like, the completion percentage below 60% is not something that I love. Or it's right at 60%. 60.9, 15 touchdowns, 9 picks. But I do expect some improvement there. But the thing is, like, what is the top-end potential for Bryce Young? I think that's what's really kind of upsetting for Panthers fans. Is that, okay, maybe he looks like an NFL quarterback, but, like, is that really what you want for your franchise? Just somebody who is, okay, he can be top 15, top 20 in the league, because that's not going to win you Super Bowls.
No, it's not. And I will give Carolina credit. They've done a nice job of putting pieces around him, where now there is no excuses. The biggest problem with the Panthers is going to be their defense. Like, their defense last year was just so putrid, and I don't see that improving a whole lot. But if you look at the Panthers, I mean, they drafted Tet McMillan, and all we hear is that he's been really good during camp. Have Jatavion Sanders, tight end out of Texas, in his, what, second year? So he's going to be better, and he was awesome in college. I think he was a great draft pick when they got him. They also have Xavier Leggett. So there are pieces right there. So now it's, all right, you've got enough of a supporting cast around you to show what you can do.
Yeah, but I don't think the NFC South is as bad as those other years. Like, in previous years, I would say, okay, it's anybody's race because this division is so bad. I don't really think that's the case anymore. Like, I've said my spiel on the Bucs. I think the Falcons are going to be improved. So I think for that reason, it's going to be more difficult for the Panthers this year. And, like, we haven't mentioned the Saints, and for good reason. I do not think they contend, and I think they have the worst record in football.
I do, too. Saints win total, 4.5. Woof. Give me the under. Saints. Of course. The Aints, they're back. Coming up on the show, we are just getting started with the NFL. We'll hand out our top 5 power rankings before the season gets underway in Philly. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.